On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
Tonight, Hobart City Council will make a decision about whether to limit the number of Airbnb properties. We've heard the merits. The idea is it will reduce rents in the city. Other people say it's a golden ticket for those houses that already have an approval. Peter Phibbs is an emeritus professor of urban planning at the University of Sydney. He wrote to Hobart City Council with a Q&A kind of explaining his policies that he's about to publish in and around this housing affordability problem. Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning, Rick.
Thanks for sharing this with us today. It's so interesting, some of the observations you made. And I think one of the most clear ones, we're well across the housing affordability problems here in the South, but why is it that rents are going up here so much and so fast? And how is Airbnb connected to that compared to other cities?
Yeah, sure, Rick. The problem that we've really identified for Hobart City and Greater Hobart is that since about the middle of 2016, up until when the pandemic started, the total long-term rental market in Hobart has been shrinking quite significantly. And that's in comparison to other capital cities where the long-term rental market has been expanded. So it's a pretty simple problem. We've got increasing demand from extra people coming into Hobart City and Greater Hobart, but at the same time, the opportunities for them to live in long-term rental have been shrinking.
Peter, we're building more houses than ever, though.
Yeah, the dilemma, Rick, is there's a lot of construction. Those houses just aren't ending up in the long-term rental market in sufficient numbers to actually keep downward pressure on rents.
Where are they ending up?
Well, I think certainly short-term rental is one of the issues. We've had a leakage of housing from the long-term rental market into short-term rentals, Airbnb and such like, and that's part of the story about why that total long-term rental supply has been shrinking.
One of the arguments says, look, you know, the historic property or unusual property or not quite legal property I've put on Airbnb wouldn't be in the rental market anyway.
Yeah, no, sure. You know, not every property that's on Airbnb would have previously been in the long-term rental market, but unfortunately there's been enough of them that have come out of the long-term rental market into Airbnb and other short-term rental platforms that we've had this problem with the shrinking long-term rental situation. Mm.
Quarter to seven, ABC Radio Hobart. Now, the Hobart City Council, let's be clear, won't stop you putting your house that you live in as a primary residence on Airbnb or your shack or Airbnb-ing out a room. It's a very specific kind of targeted focus. But, Peter, can it make any difference if it's only the Hobart City Council area, which is actually quite small?
Yeah, it is quite small, but it's also probably the most penetrated market in Hobart. And a lot of people previously depended on that as a source of long-term rental. And I think that's one of the misconceptions that Airbnb themselves and other proponents of short-term rental push, that it's only a small number of properties and it won't make any difference. But Rick, what we saw in the pandemic, where we had about 100 properties transferred in Hobart City from short-term rental back to long-term rental, that made a very significant reduction in impact on rents, and rents in Hobart City for a period went down about 9%. So the thing about the rental market, you only need quite small changes in supply and you can have quite a significant impact on rents, which would obviously help Tasmanians looking for rental accommodation at the moment.
And that could possibly affect the cost of rentals then in Glenorchy, Kingborough and in the wider Hobart City area. So how exactly does that work? Because this is the part of the policy, I think, where all the power lies.
Yeah,
how does that drive the rents down, that small number of properties on the market?
It's just essentially, Rick, it's the way that rental markets work. The changes in rent are determined by the vacancy rate. And, you know, there's about 6,500 rental properties in Hobart City, so you can shift the vacancy rate with simply 100 properties. And when the vacancy rate increases, then rents will come down.
Have you seen this work in other cities?
Well, Hobart, on a world scale, is a bit of an outlier in that short-term rental in Tasmania is very much a deregulated system. And most cities in the world where there's been pressure on rental markets have introduced some sort of regulation to try and limit the penetration of short-term rentals, because they're interested in tourists, sure, but they're also interested in making sure the residents of the city have got a place to live, and the place that they live has got affordable rents.
Why have we managed this in such a naive way? Is it because we had so few people renting in the first place?
I think the problem, Rick, was when the policy was introduced back in 2016, the Hobart rental market looked pretty different. We had much higher vacancy rates. We didn't have much hotel accommodation, so the tourist industry would lobby pretty hard for the change. I think now when the markets are under so much pressure, but also we've got much more hotel accommodation available for tourists, that there's an opportunity to pivot the policy in a way that won't affect the tourist industry to any great extent, but will help people obtain affordable rents.
Because Airbnb was a massive solution to the fact that we just didn't have enough beds for the number of tourists who wanted to come here. But have we built enough hotel beds since then?
Well, the policy made a lot more sense in 2016 because the housing circumstances were different and the accommodation circumstances were different for tourists. I think in the light of what we've seen since then, there's an opportunity to change that policy to provide a better balance between tourism and long-term accommodation for Tasmanians.
Dale at Blackmans Bay joins us now with Peter Phibbs, Emeritus Professor of Urban Planning at the University of Sydney, who wrote the policies influencing Hobart City Council, who will vote tonight to limit Airbnb in the Hobart City. He says, what about businesses in the city and limiting them? Do we have enough hairdressers already, maybe? Would they dictate to them how they operate and what services they provide? Why is it okay to regulate homeowners, as Dale is suggesting, and not businesses?
Well, I think it's such an important good. If you can't provide stable long-term housing for the residents of a city, what are we all doing here? You know, that's the nature of housing. It is a crucial good, and there's lots of ways that, you know, people say it's my house, I should be able to do what I want with it. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of ways we regulate housing. You know, you can't have a rock band rehearsing in your house all day. You can't have a factory in your backyard.
Can't have a missile silo. Can't have that.
Yeah. And you're just trying to set some limits on housing in a way that, you know, generates a public benefit. And I think that's what's going on in the regulation of short-term rentals across the world.
Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.